Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Hey, come take a trip with me up to Norlina. Here's why. I've agreed to write a new book for UNC Press, which is an expanded and updated version of an earlier one I wrote several years ago about North Carolina, family-owned, home-cooking restaurants where local people gather, but still near enough to big highways for travelers to visit without losing too much time. Whew, that's a mouthful, isn't it? But mouthfuls are what I'll be writing about. In the next couple of months, I'll be driving up and down North Carolina's major highways looking for those special local eateries. And Norlina is a couple of miles off 85 and a couple of miles just south of the Virginia line, hence the name and slogan from the town's website, quote, Norlina, where North Carolina begins. Because it is the gateway to and from Virginia, the new book needs a restaurant there. And Jennifer Harris, editor of the local newspaper, wrote to me, there's a restaurant in Norlina called Whistle Stop Cafe that has been around for a while. Home cooking for lunch and dinner, daily specials. She says her personal favorite is country fried steak with gravy and onions, plus gravy and onions on my mashed taters. And another side, and sweet tea, of course. And then she said they have some homemade desserts that change daily. Well, that was great news. That's just the kind of place I'm looking for. So last week, I drove to Norlina, found the Whistle Stop Cafe. There met Sheila Arnold, one of the team of cheerful, friendly women who worked there. And she brought me the Tuesday special fried chicken. And when I bit into it, ooh, crispy, juicy chicken, I knew I had come to the right place. I wanted to talk to the owner, Lisa Willis, but she was busy in the kitchen. And her husband, Eben, explained to me that Lisa liked to stay in the kitchen, monitoring the work there, and then leaving the customer service aspects to her carefully selected staff, like Sheila. Well, while I was in Norlina, I wanted to see if there's other things to do, and I squeezed in a visit to an old-time store owned and operated by Judy Hayes, who showed me bins and bins of all kinds of seeds, and then she demonstrated the micro scales that she uses to weigh small amounts of seeds. She said, I will sell you a package for a couple of dollars if that's what you want, but if you want just 35 cents worth, I can measure that out for you. Well, a good meal, nice people, just a trip back in time at that store. That's why you might want to stop by Norlina on your next trip up I-85. In the meantime, how about sharing with me other good local eateries that you know about that have stood the test of time and you love to visit? Send me a note at NCEateries@yahoo.com. And if you do, I'll be mighty grateful. This is D.G. Martin.